censor Plato in a public college's philosophy class? Really? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. Texas A&M recently gave philosophy professor Martin Peterson this choice: delete Plato's readings from your course or find a different class to teach. Because, under Texas law and university policy, only officially approved ideas about race and gender may be presented in a classroom. Professor Peterson, as required, submitted to the administration the materials for his Contemporary Moral Issues course, which explores the application of classic Western philosophers to contemporary issues: the ethics of war, the death penalty, abortion, race, gender. Plato's symposium apparently pushed Texas A&M over the edge. That classic text depicts a drinking party where Sophocles and Aristophanes give speeches discussing love and desire, beauty and goodness, and the search and path to make ourselves whole. The university apparently feared that the reading might engender dialogue, debate, questions, expression, thoughts, analysis about LGBTQ and other marginalized communities inconsistent with the government's position. Greg Lukianoff, the president of FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, whose recent New York Times piece reviewed these events, wrote, "Texas A&M seems to have concluded that the safest way to handle Plato's ideas is to bury them." So much for academic freedom at a major American university. Really. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.